The Jordanian doctor Humam Khalil Abu Malal al-Balawi, whose suicide bomb killed 7 CIA employees in Afghanistan last month, appeared in a video aired on Al Jazeera and on a Pakistani channel. In the video, recorded before the attack, al-Balawi says he will avenge the murder of Baitullah Mehsud, the Pakistani Taliban leader. Mehsud was killed in a U.S. drone attack in August. The man sitting next to al-Balawi is Hakimullah Mehsud, the new leader of the Taliban in Pakistan.
Offered me millions of dollars.
Al-Balawi says he was offered millions of dollars by Jordanian and American intelligence to spy on the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. But he says he told the militants about the attempt to infiltrate them.
I came to the Mujahideen and I told them everything, and we arranged together this attack.
The authenticity of the video has not been confirmed. The CIA has been attacking Al-Qaeda and the Pakistani Taliban with unmanned drones. Since the bombing of the CIA's forward base in Khost, the agency has stepped up those attacks. Al-Qaeda specialist Jarrett Brackman says the suicide bombing shows that Al-Qaeda is working with the Pakistani Taliban more closely than before.
They've really moved into a facilitating role in this region. So I think as Al-Qaeda roots itself deeper in Pakistan, we'll see more of these kinds of Al-Qaeda-Pakistani-Taliban related attacks.
Media reports say Jordanian intelligence believed the doctor had been persuaded to support U.S. operations against Al-Qaeda. The reports say al-Balawi was recruited to help capture or kill Ayman al-Zawahiri, Al-Qaeda's number two. Al-Balawi's widow, Defne Bayrak, is Turkish. She told journalists in Istanbul that her husband could not have worked for the Americans.
He was too much of an enemy to work for America. He could have only used America and Jordan to reach his goals.
In the U.S., family members have been saying goodbye to loved ones who were killed in the attack on the CIA base in eastern Afghanistan. The funerals of CIA agents have rarely been public. In Boston, services were held for CIA agent Harold Brown.
He was, by all accounts, an American hero. He proudly and bravely wore his Army uniform for nearly two decades.
In Washington State, services were held for CIA contractor Dane Clark Peresi.
To my husband Dane, my world, I cannot say enough about my wonderful and fulfilling life with you. Other than I love you with all my heart, you are a gift from God, and I ask that you wait for me until my time.
CIA contractor Jeremy Wise was also killed in the attack. A memorial page has been established for him on the social networking site Facebook, with friends and relatives leaving comments. Ravi Khanna, VOA News, Washington.